Romans chapter 8, verse 7. The Bible says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. The carnal mind, that word means human. It literally means to take away the skin. It talks about man, human, natural, self, the flesh. That carnal mind, the way we think, is enmity. It means hostile, opposed, an enemy. Sounds to me like we're in trouble. And that's exactly what the verse indicates. It's enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. Our natural mind does not want to do what God says, does not want to abide by the law of God. And he goes on further, need indeed can be. That old natural part of us cannot, not in itself, do the things of God. It's a sad reality. I want to try to deal this evening with a carnal mind. A carnal mind. The things we think about. Some things that I hope we would never do, we might think about. Sometimes you may think about murder when that husband does the stuff he does. Some may think about adultery. Some may think about stealing. Some may think about cursing. But hopefully we would not do those things. But according to the Bible, thinking them is as much sin as doing them. Now, don't misunderstand. The consequences are a whole lot worse in doing it. And the discipline from God will be a lot worse if we do it. The cost will be worse if we do it. But thinking it is just as much sin. Now, the bad thing about a carnal mind is that we can think things more vile than we would ever do. We can think things 1,000 times worse than what we would ever do. And the guilt is the same. The conscience can be defiled in us, allowing our mind to wander on these evil or ungodly things. And then the fact of our allowing our mind to do these things, allowing our mind to run wild, it becomes easier to do those things, to sin. Jesus talked about that. We'll look at it in just a minute. These type of evil thoughts, ungodly thoughts, contaminates the mind and the emotions, stirs the desire, implants in our memory those evil thoughts, and even enhances our imagination. We build on those evil and ungodly thoughts. When the devil accused Job, to God, he didn't say a thing about what Job was doing, but he did talk about the heart of Job. He serves you because he wants good stuff from you. He spoke of Job's heart. And Job himself knew about the importance of thinking right and having a heart that was right, because the Bible talks about him praying for his sons and for their spiritual condition. But he said that they may have cursed God in their hearts, their thoughts, their minds. And Jesus said, within they are full of extortion and excess. Jesus also said, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter. He also said, ye have heard it said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill. Well, I think that's a good thing. Don't kill. Don't commit murder. But he did not stop there. He said, but I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother, he said, it's more than just doing it. Thinking it, the carnal mind, it's enmity at God. The carnal mind, our human mind, our fleshly mind does not want anything to do with the things of God. Jesus said in Matthew 15:19, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, and he goes on. From the heart, it comes from the heart, it comes from the mind, it begins inside. And then if we're not careful, it'll carry outside. If we want to know what kind of person we really are, we don't look at just what we do. We look at what we think. What we allow our minds to ponder, that'll tell us more about ourselves than what we do. But I want to say right now, there is victory over these thoughts, these fleeting thoughts, these wicked thoughts, there's victory to be had. So I ask you tonight, even though I'm talking about a carnal mind, a human mind, a fleshly mind, I want to talk also about a pure mind, the opposite. Because the only way we can have a good mind, a pure mind, the only way we can overcome the carnal mind is to have a pure mind. And if we are to have a pure mind, we first must realize that God sets the rules. He's the one that says what's right and wrong. It is not my opinion. It's not what you think. It's not what the world thinks. But that shows you what the world's thinking is. They have gone mad. But God's decree. Did you hear what the verse said? They are not subject to the law of God. The law of God has not changed. And my opinion, your opinion does not matter. I want to say first, we need to realize that God sets the rules. It is not my choice or yours. In Proverbs 6, it talks about what we call the seven deadly sins. It talks about God hates these things. And if you examine those seven deadly sins, you'll find out that every one of them starts in the mind, starts in the heart. It's not just an outward thing, even though it does reveal itself outwardly. There's pride and covetousness and lust and anger and envy and gluttony and laziness. All that starts inside. And God said, those things, to be honest, we think about, well, they ain't too bad. I mean, that's not so bad. But the Bible says that God says, I hate those things. We need to realize he's the one that makes the rules. And just because it's internal, just because it's in the mind, it does not mean that God overlooks it. In fact, I believe he enhances it when it's in the mind. The Bible talks about us presenting our body to the Lord, a living sacrifice. I believe that includes our mind, our thoughts. Our thoughts should honor God. Oh, I'll say again, we are not powerless to these thoughts. We can, with God's help, reject these thoughts. 1 Timothy 1:12, Paul said, I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who hath enabled me. He has enabled me to do what I need to do, even thinking right, he would say. Philippians 4:13, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. With his help, I can do it. My mind's just like yours. It's a human mind. And our carnal mind cares nothing for the things of God. So I say first, we need to have a pure mind to overcome the carnal mind. We need to realize, number one, God makes the rules. We need to remember, number two, we need to remember. You see, God has made us a passionate person. He has made us with passions. He has made us with desires. natural desires, and yes, even good desires, but the devil will twist those desires and make them evil. And if we aren't careful in our mind, it will pervert those good things, just like love. The Lord created us people who love, for we can love Him and love others, but the devil will twist that thing that we call love and make it lust. And we need to remember that. We need to remember that God made us passionate people that we might honor and glorify Him. The psalmist said, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee. He had a desire. He had a hunger for God. That passion God put in his heart. But the devil twists that kind of passion to put it off on evil things and ungodly things and things that God has forbidden. And it starts in our mind. The devil used those things in a bad way. That's why the Bible says, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. That word is a lust. That word is certainly an evil type of thing. But it also can be a good thing in that it means love, desire, interest. And we can love God and be interested in the things of God and have a hunger for the things of God just as easily as we can the things of the world. But he says there, when you're tempted, it's because you have been drawn away by these lusts in your mind. Starts here. Oh, the Proverbs warns us time after time after time. Don't go that way. Don't look that way. Stay away from that. We need to remember God has made us passionate people, but the devil wants to twist that. It can create a pattern of sin because we don't think right, and it can sear our conscience to where we no longer pay attention to the Word of God. Isn't that what the verse said? Not subject to the law of God. We need to realize, we need to remember. I believe we need to run. The Lord said through Paul, 1 Corinthians 6:18, flee fornication. Don't play with it. Don't hesitate. Do like Joseph that ran from Potiphar's wife. Even though he had to escape, leaving his coat behind, he got away. The devil will do all he can to get our minds away from the things of God. And all it takes is a gentle, small whisper. And that's why the Bible says, flee. That's why 2 Timothy 2:22 says, flee also youthful lust. Means to run away, to escape. Don't let them trap you. Don't fall into the devil's trap. Oh, my. I think about, realize God makes the rules. And remember, we are passionate people, and the devil wants to twist that. And run, stay away from those things that would pull us away, get in our mind. But also, I think about the word relationships. Who we hang around. Who we allow to influence us. Well, I'll tell you one thing, you hang around the wrong person. You hang around the wrong type of people. They're going to influence you. They'll get your mind. And that's why Hebrews 10:24 says, consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. To provoke each other unto good works. Now, you work with people, no doubt, that are ungodly, and their conversation probably is not the kind of thing you want to hear all the time. And you may be around people, forced to be around some people that their influence is certainly not good and godly. And some things like that we cannot avoid. But I guarantee you one thing, the things we can avoid the things we can make sure happens, we need to make sure that we hang around the right people because they will influence us and we won't even realize it. I was thinking yesterday, years ago, and one of my good friends, to tell you the truth, he's a good fella. He's a good fella, loving God, but he leaned toward education and learning, and nothing wrong with that, unless if you think your education makes you better than others that haven't been educated, and that you know more about the Bible because you took a Bible lesson somewhere, and you leave behind the Spirit, and you leave behind the power, and you leave behind the touch of God, and all you want is the education, the knowledge, that can be hurtful. And to be honest, that's the kind of person he was, and I believe he still is. And to tell you the truth, I still like him. He's just a little different than I was and am. But we were hanging around each other a lot back then. And I thought even, I don't know what word made it come to my mind, but I thought about how much influence he had on me. And again, knowing more about the Lord, learning more about the Lord, learning and even good education is wonderful. But if you let it be something that makes you proud, it's detrimental. I don't know if you're getting this or not. I should have just said this. There's a fellow a while back that really had an influence on me. And it took something to get me to realize the damage that was being done. And it all came through my mind. I'm talking about relationships. And then I'm talking about a carnal mind, enmity against God, His word, His will. And if we are to have a pure mind, we need to also refuse. There's some things we just need to say no to. And a lot of things we have to say no to are the things that really look pretty good. That tree of the knowledge of good and evil, when Eve looked at it, it looked like something good and something to be desired. And it was, but it was still wrong. There are some things we need to just absolutely say, I am going to refuse before the desire overwhelms me, before I'm drawn into a trap and I'm sorry for it, I'm going to refuse it. The Bible talks about making a covenant with our eyes. There's just some things I ain't going to look at, some things I'm not going to talk about, some things I'm not going to think about, some things I'm not going to listen to, some things I'm going to refuse. Proverbs 7:21. With her much fair speech, she calls him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. That's talking about a woman on the street seducing somebody walking by. Well, he shouldn't have been walking by. But she didn't grab him by the collar and yank him. She seduced him and forced him, the Bible says, through her words, his mind. There's some things we need to refuse. There's some things we need to just say no to. Our flesh is constantly searching for that will satisfy it. And then we need to replace. You can go out into a field, and there's a bunch of weeds. You can go out there and whatever you want to do, however you want to go about it, you wipe out every weed, and you got an empty, clean field. But if you don't replace that with good seed, you're going to have weeds again. That's just the way it's going to be. And we, in our mind and our way of thinking, we can try to avoid things, we can stay away from things, we can stay away from people, we can do all the rejecting and the resisting and the refusing if you want to, but we got to replace it with something good. A mind without control is a dangerous thing. Here's what the Bible says, Romans 2:12. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing of your mind. We need to replace the things that will drag us down. We need to not only stop and resist and refuse, but we need to replace it with the things of God. Replace it with the Word of God. I was going to bed one night not long ago. To be honest, I don't like to sleep. I don't like going to bed. But I knew I needed to, so I laid down. I thought, I don't even want to be here. I'm not really that sleepy. So I thought, I'm just going to meditate a little bit. I'm just going to worship the Lord. I'm just going to think about good things and godly things. And I tell you what, it wasn't long. I surely wasn't going to go to sleep. The Lord just really did help me. And that's what I'm talking about, what we think about. Replace those things that the world bombards you with the things of God. Oh, my. The carnal mind is enmity. It's against God. Guess what? That means God's against it. And then the last thing, I've used the word realize and remember and run and relationships and refuse and replace. The last word, repent. There may be some times we just have to repent. Just confess to the Lord. We have no authority over our thoughts whatsoever. Our thoughts are not pleasing to Him. Our mind is not spiritual. It's very carnal. Proverbs 28, verse 13, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy, no matter what the them is. We need to realize and admit to God, I'm broken. I've got a human mind. I got a fleshly mind. I got a carnal mind. And I want my mind to be right. I want my thinking to be right. David said this, create in me a clean heart. We can say clean mind. We need to say, Lord, please. My thoughts are as important to you as my actions. What I do with my mind is just as important to me and those around me and the world and the devil as anything else. Lord, help me with this carnal mind. Help me to think right. And you know what? He'll do it. One of the verses I love more than anything is, bringing into captivity every imagination. That seemed like a long way off. Oh, but that's what the Bible says can happen. Let's stand together.